Why this works. Sauce Supreme is the cream-enriched daughter of velouté, the stock and roux mother sauce. Understanding what cream does to velouté and how it differs from what egg yolk does is the core lesson of this sauce. When you add cream to a velouté and reduce, three things happen. First, the cream's water evaporates, concentrating the proteins and sugars in both the cream and the existing velouté. This is why the sauce becomes richer tasting. Not just creamier, but more intensely flavored. Second, the cream proteins, primarily caseins, stabilize the sauce structurally, interacting with the gelatinized starch from the roux to create a more cohesive, silkier mouthfeel. Third, the cream fat increases the sauce's ability to carry fat-soluble flavor compounds, including those from the stock aromatics, making the sauce taste more complete. The contrast with sauce Allemande, the egg yolk-finished velouté derivative, clarifies what cream does and does not contribute. Egg yolks thicken more aggressively. A small amount of yolk liaison thickens far more than the same volume of cream, because coagulating proteins bind much more water than fat does. But yolks also add a richer, slightly eggy quality that cream does not. Supreme is lighter in flavor, despite being richer in fat. Allemande is more substantial but has a characteristic depth from the yolk. The mounting step, montre au beurre, whisking cold butter into the hot finished sauce, is a refinement, not a structural necessity. What it does is add a thin emulsion of butterfat into the sauce's water phase, which increases gloss, adds richness on the palate, and gives the sauce a slightly lighter, airier texture. The cold butter emulsifies because the butterfat is solid enough to disperse as tiny droplets before melting, not because it is fundamentally different from the cream fat already in the sauce. This is why the sauce must not return to the boil after mounting. At high heat, the butter emulsion breaks and the fat pools on top. Common mistakes. Boiling after adding cream. Target, gentle simmer only, small bubbles, never rolling boil. Why it matters? Rolling boil breaks the fat in water structure. Cream separates, sauce becomes greasy and grainy. What to do? Drop heat to lowest stable simmer after cream goes in. Workarounds, already boiled, whisk in 1 tablespoon cold cream off heat, may rescue. Not reducing enough. Target, sauce coats the back of a spoon, visibly thicker after cream simmers. Why it matters? Cream initially dilutes the velouté. Only reduction concentrates it back to coating texture. Under-reduced equals thin and weak. What to do? Be patient. Cream needs time to reduce. Visual check, not time. Workarounds. Need quick body. Small amount of beurre manier. Needed butter plus flour for emergency thickening. Returning to boil after mounting. Target, hold warm 60 to 65 Celsius. Not hot. Never reheat past gentle simmer. Why it matters? Mounted butter emulsion breaks at high temperature. Fat cools, gloss disappears. What to do? Bain-marie for holding. Make to order if possible. Workarounds. Broke, whisk in 1 teaspoon warm cream off heat. Partial recovery. Using warm hot butter for mounting. Target, cold butter cubes. Straight from fridge, cut into cubes. Why it matters? Cold butter disperses as tiny solid droplets before melting. Clean emulsion. Soft melted butter goes in as liquid fat. No emulsion. What to do? Pre-cube cold butter before reaching the mounting stage. Workarounds. Butter softened, refrigerate 10 minutes before mounting. Using black pepper. Target, white pepper only for this pale ivory sauce. Why it matters? Black pepper specks are a visible presentation fault in pale French sauces. White pepper provides equivalent heat without dark specks. What to do? Season generously with white pepper before adjusting salt. Workarounds. No white pepper? Strain the sauce through fine mesh after seasoning with black. Removes most specks. What to look for? Before cream addition, smooth velouté, just barely coating. The base is correct. After cream, before reduction, thinner, more pourable. The cream has diluted the velouté. Expected. After reduction, thicker, coating the spoon cleanly. The cream has concentrated. After mounting, noticeably glossier, slightly lighter. The butter emulsion is in. On the plate, stays in place, doesn't run immediately. Correct consistency for a plate sauce. Chef's view. The distinction between Supreme, a chicken velouté daughter sauce finished with cream and mounted with butter, and Allemande was a point of serious contention among classical French sauce taxonomists. In Escoffier's original system, Supreme was cream finished. Allemande was yolk finished. The modern French kitchen, operating under time and practical constraints, often blurs the line. Many contemporary recipes add a small amount of yolk even to Supreme to ensure stability and body. The purist view is that Supreme should be cream only. The practical view is that the distinction matters most when you are trying to understand the underlying logic of sauce making, not when you are feeding a table. For a practical Supreme in a home kitchen, I would skip the egg yolk entirely and rely on the cream reduction, concentrating a sauce by gentle simmering so water evaporates and flavor intensifies, and butter mounting, monter au beurre, whisking cold butter into the warm sauce off the heat to add gloss and richness for stability. The sauce is easier to manage, less prone to curdling, and the flavor is clean and modern. For a classical Supreme served in a formal context, the formula here is the correct one. Chef test notes. Tested Supreme at 3 cream reduction levels, minimal, barely reduced, 25% reduction, and 50% reduction. The 25% reduction produced the best balance, noticeably richer and more cohesive than the barely reduced version, without the slightly heavy, over-reduced quality of the 50% version. The 25% target in the recipe reflects this finding.